Let us pray. Lord, we gather here today seeking your mercy and love. May your wisdom be revealed to us through your holy scriptures. We ask, Lord, that these words reach our hearts so that we may know your true glory.
And
may our reflections be acceptable in your sight. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
Hallelujah! 主基督復活.
Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
Hallelujah! 主基督復活.
This is a phrase that we shouted together in worship on Easter Sunday.
呢一句我哋成日喺復活主日會講嘅.
Hallelujah! Christ is risen. We shouted by Christians all over the world.
Hallelujah! 主復活，我哋全世界所有嘅基督徒都會咁樣講.
That he is risen indeed and fulfilled God's promise of Savior to the world.
主耶稣已经去复活了，他亦都去承诺了这个嘅，兑现了这个嘅诺言。
But this phrase, Alleluia, Christ is risen, was not shouted on that first Easter Sunday.
但是这句话在第一个复活主日是没有讲过的。
If you read all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you will not find this phrase at all.
如果你睇翻四福音書，馬太、馬可、路加、約翰咧，呢一句説話係冇提及過嘅。
So you might wonder why not? Why not is this phrase in the Scriptures?
咁你可能會問點解咧？點解冇提及過呢一句説話咧？
That first Easter Sunday should have been a special day.
呢一個第一個復活嘅主日應該係一個好特別嘅日子。
A day to celebrate that Jesus was no longer buried.
呢一個第一個復活主日係去慶祝神已經唔再去喺個墳墓嗰度啦。
But he was resurrected just as God had promised.
但係佢已經復活咗，就正正好似神去預言一樣，佢嘅應許嘅一樣。
So why then weren't the disciples shouting this wonderful phrase, Alleluia, Christ is risen?
咁點解當時嘅門徒冇咁樣去講話，Hallelujah，主基督復活啦？
No, the disciples instead they were dealing with doubts and anxieties, not sure what to do next.
冇啊，相反佢哋當時係處理緊佢哋要喺度懷疑，究竟我哋跟住要點樣做咧？
They had questions of so now what?
他们有一个疑问，就是，那我们现在怎么办呢？
Have you ever been asked this question, so now what?
你们有没有曾经被人问过，哦，现在怎么办呢？
You've probably been asked this question many times in your life.
可能你在一生里面都被人问过很多次这个问题。
You just graduated from school and your teachers ask you, so now what?
你刚刚毕业，那你的老师会问你，那现在怎么办呢？
Will you now attend more school, or will you now look for a job?
你会现在继续读书，定系你会开始揾工咧？
And when you get your first job, your friends also ask you, so now what?
当你揾到第一份工嘅时候，你嘅朋友都可能会问你，哦，咁你而家点算啊？
Will you still live at home? Will you now save money? Will you now try to get a promotion?
你會仲住喺屋企，定係你會開始儲錢，定係你會開始去希望有升職？
Or what about when you meet that special person and you get married?
當你遇到一個你人生中一個特別嘅人，你準備結婚。
Do your parents and your aunties ask you so now what?
你嘅父母同埋你嘅親友都會問你，咁而家點算啊？
Now will you live near your parents? Now will you continue to work? And of course, they always ask you, now will you start having children?
咁你會住近你嘅父母啊？定係你會開始計劃你有冇小朋友咧？
Every major event in our life, we are asked these questions, so now what?
喺我哋人生每一個重要嘅階段嘅時候，都會有人問我哋，咁而家點算啊？
And for the disciples on that first Easter Sunday, they were asked the question, so now what?
咁喺當時嘅門徒，喺佢哋主日第一個主復活嘅主日，佢哋都會俾人問，咁而家點算啊？
This was an important time for the disciples to shift from being followers of Christ who lost their leaders, to now being asked what they are going to do.
这个对当时的门徒是一个很重要的日子，因为他们本来是跟随主的，但是在现在他们已经失去了他们的领袖，他们会怎么办呢？
Remember, each disciple had personally committed themselves to Christ.
记得我们每一个门徒当时都委身去给主耶稣。
They answered Jesus' invitation to become a disciple.
他们每一个都答允了主耶稣的邀请去成为门徒的。
And this invitation is so important, and we see it in all four of the Gospels.
而这个的邀请是非常重要，我们在四福音书里面都有提过。
The Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Mark share an account.
咁而喺馬太福音同埋馬可福音咧，都有分享類似嘅。
As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon Peter and his brother Andrew.
咁而當主耶穌喺加利利海嘅時候，就見到西門彼得同埋佢嘅兄弟安德魯。
They were casting their nets into the sea, for they were fishermen.
咁佢哋啱啱係放網落個海嗰度，因為佢哋係漁民。
And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people."
咁主耶稣就同佢哋讲，跟随我啦，我要你得人好似得鱼一样。
And immediately they left their nets and they followed him.
咁而立时咧，佢哋就放低佢哋嘅网去跟随主耶稣。
And in the Gospel of Luke, we also see Jesus talking to Simon in his boat.
咁而喺路加福音咧，我哋都睇到主耶稣同西门喺佢嘅船嗰度去倾偈。
And Jesus says to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let your nets down."
咁啊，主耶稣同西门讲，你放开你放低你嘅网啦，去深海嗰度。
And when Simon did this, his nets filled with so many fish they were beginning to break.
咁当西门咁样做嘅时候咧，个网咧已经好多鱼啦，就嚟差唔多要烂咁样啦。
And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid."
咁主耶稣同西门讲，唔使惧怕。
From now on, you will be catching people.
由而家开始，你会去得人。
And when they brought their boats to shore, Simon left everything and followed him.
咁当呢个船翻返去岸嘅时候，西门就放弃咗所有嘅嘢去跟随主耶稣。
We also see in the Gospel of John, Jesus and John the Baptist.
咁我哋喺约翰福音亦都睇到施洗约翰。
John is standing by two of his disciples, and he says, "Look, here is the Lamb of God."
咁施洗约翰就企喺两个跟随佢嘅门徒嗰度话：，哦，你睇下，呢个就系神嘅羊啦。
The two disciples heard this, and they followed Jesus.
咁而嗰两个门徒亦都听到，佢哋就跟随咗主耶稣。
One of the two disciples, Simon Peter, Andrew, followed him as well.
咁而西门彼得同埋安德烈都跟随咗佢。
And they said, "We have found the Messiah."
咁佢哋就话我哋跟随咗尼赛亚。
And Jesus also found Philip and said to him, "Follow me."
咁主耶稣亦都揾到腓力，就话腓力就话去跟随我啦。
In each gospel passage, we hear Jesus saying, "Follow me."
咁每一个福音书入边，我哋都听到主耶稣话跟随我啦。
These are words of invitation Jesus gave to the disciples.
呢啲就系主耶稣向佢哋发出嘅邀请，邀请门徒跟随佢。
So the disciples immediately dropped what they were doing and they followed him.
咁而呢啲门徒咧就即刻放低佢哋当时做紧嘅嘢，就即刻跟随耶稣。
They left their families, they left their jobs, they left their homes, they followed him.
佢放弃咗佢哋嘅家人，放弃咗佢哋嘅家庭，放弃咗佢哋嘅当时嘅职业，去跟随主耶稣。
They truly were accepting Jesus' invitation.
他们真的去接受了主耶稣的邀请。
Can you imagine doing something like this?
你可不可以想象你自己做一些这样的事呢？
To be invited by Jesus to follow him?
主耶稣邀请你，你去跟随主耶稣。
Would you be able to leave everything? Home, family, job?
你可不可以立时的放弃了你的家人、你的工作、你的家庭呢？
If we are honest with ourselves, it would be a hard thing to do.
如果我们坦然对我们自己，我们可能都觉得很难去做得到。
But the disciples did this. They dropped everything, committed themselves to him, and followed him.
但是门徒当时就是这样放弃了所有的东西，去立刻去委身在主耶稣那里。
And as his disciples followed Jesus, they were a part of his ministry.
咁佢哋跟随主耶稣，这个就成为了佢哋日后侍奉嘅。
They learn from him as Jesus spoke about God's love.
他们一起去学习主耶稣去传讲神的爱。
They witness the miracles he performed.
他们都看到主耶稣怎样样去行神迹。
He turned water into wine at a wedding. He fed over 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He even walked on water right before their eyes.
他就将在婚宴那里将水变酒，亦都呢五饼二鱼去喂饱了5,000人，亦都呢在门徒面前呢去显现他怎样在水上边行。
And the disciples saw Jesus heal so many people.
他们门徒看到主耶稣呢是医治了很多的人。
He gave sight to the blind man, he cured the leper, he even raised people from the dead.
他呢将盲眼的医好，亦都呢将麻风病人医好，亦都呢死人都可以医翻好，令他去复活一样。
And experiencing all these things made the disciples more true believers in Jesus.
咁佢哋跟随耶稣睇到呢啲一切嘅事呢，令到啲门徒更加去认真嘅对主耶稣。
But having belief was not enough.
但是呢只有相信呢是不足够的。
The disciples needed to not only believe in Jesus, but now they needed to act for him.
门徒呢不单单只是只是要相信，他们呢也都要付诸行动的。
And in this morning's passage, we see the resurrected Jesus calling them into action.
我们从今天的经文看到复活的主呢在这里叫门徒。
Imagine the disciples in this passage.
想象一下，我哋系当时嘅门徒。
They are in mourning.
佢哋其实喺一个大哀伤当中。
They had been with Jesus when he triumphantly entered Jerusalem.
佢哋同主耶稣一齐，当主耶稣好荣耀嘅进入耶路撒冷嘅时候。
They had been with Jesus when he shared the Last Supper.
佢哋同主耶稣一齐，当主耶稣同佢哋一齐去有最后晚餐嘅时候。
They had been with Jesus when he was betrayed and arrested.
当主耶稣被出卖、被捉的时候，门徒都是同主耶稣一起。
They had been with Jesus when he was put on trial.
当主耶稣被审的时候，他们都是同主耶稣一起。
They had been with Jesus when he was placed on the cross.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，门徒都是同主耶稣一起。
And his hands were nailed to the cross, and a thorn of crowns was placed upon his head.
他的手被钉在十字架上边，佢个头被荆棘的冠冕戴上的时候，门徒都是同他一起。
And they had been with Jesus when a soldier took his spear and pierced Jesus' side.
当有兵丁去用嗰啲枪去捅耶稣嘅肋骨嘅时候，门徒都是同他一起。
And there was Jesus as he took his last breath.
当主耶稣最后一下呼吸的时候，门徒都是跟他一起。
And they saw Jesus' body placed in a tomb, and a large stone to seal the tomb, and guards to stand before it.
他们也看到主耶稣的身体去被埋葬，去有一个大石头封住个门口的时候，还有兵丁看守的时候，门徒都在那里。
But Jesus was resurrected.
但是主耶稣已经复活了。
No tomb or stone or soldiers could prevent this glorious resurrection.
没坟墓、没大石、没兵丁去阻止这个这么荣耀的复活。
The disciples should have been filled with great joy then at this miracle.
当时的门徒应该是充满了大喜乐，看到这件这么美的神迹。
The very miracle that Jesus had performed, raising others from the dead, had now been performed on him.
当主耶稣从前去将死人复活在人地身上做，而家就喺佢自己身上做嘅时候。
This fulfilled the prophetic words that Jesus told them when he was alive in his ministry.
当佢去预言自己将来点样嘅时候，而家就系兑现咗啦。
In Matthew 16, we hear Jesus' secret to the disciples.
当喺马太福音16章嗰度，佢同门徒有提过。
He began to tell his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering.
他同門徒提及過，他要去耶路撒冷，他要受苦。
He would be killed, and on the third day, he would be raised.
他會受死，然之後第三天係復活。
Jesus' prophetic words of his suffering, his death, and his resurrection, they had all come true.
主耶稣当初同门徒所讲嘅预言，而家系一一嘅兑现咗。
So the disciples should have been shouting, "Hallelujah! Christ is risen!"
门徒应该大声咁样讲 ，Hallelujah! 主基督已经复活啦。
They should have been going into the streets, laying out beautiful banners like our one here in the church, and having palm branches waving again.
他们应该很开心的出到街那里，也都拿着一些很七彩的横额，甚至拿一些中榄树的树枝去说主已经复活了。
But where were they instead?
但是他们其实在做什么呢？
In this morning's passage from John chapter 20, we know it was the evening on the first day of the week.
咁从今日嘅经文，我哋睇到约翰福音二十章，睇到当时系一个夜晚黑嘅时候。
And the doors of the house where the disciples met were locked, for they feared the Jews.
咁而当时嘅门咧系 lock 住咗，系闩住咗，因为佢哋好怕当时嘅犹太人。
The disciples were locked in a room, and they were fearful.
佢哋当时系将佢哋自己锁喺间屋入边，佢哋好惊。
But when Jesus was alive, the disciples did not lock themselves away.
但系当主耶稣同佢哋一齐嗰时，佢哋冇惊，佢哋都冇锁住佢哋自己。
They went proudly from city to city with Jesus, sharing the scriptures of God's love.
佢哋去到各城各乡去传讲神嘅福音。
They even went out by themselves as Jesus sent them two by two.
佢哋当时甚至系好勇敢咁样两个两个咁样出去。
But after his death, this all changed.
但系当主耶稣一死咗嘅时候，佢哋一切都改变咗。
They were no longer brave or filled with pride.
门徒亦都唔再勇敢，亦都冇嗰种嘅自信心。
They feared their fellow Jews would report them to the authorities.
佢好怕当时嘅犹太人咧会去举报佢哋。
They feared they would be arrested like Jesus by the corrupt political leaders.
佢好怕佢哋会好似主耶稣一样俾嗰啲腐败嘅官员去捉佢哋。
They feared, like Jesus, they would be rejected by the political rulers.
佢好怕佢哋会俾一啲嘅宗教领袖去捉佢哋。
And this fear numbed them. They remained silent and did not act.
而呢一种嘅恐惧令到佢哋麻木咗，佢哋就保持沉默，唔做任何嘢。
Think about your own fears. What do you fear?
谂下你自己嘅恐惧，你究竟怕啲乜嘢咧？
Do you fear spiders or the dark, or do you fear falling?
你怕唔怕蜘蛛？你怕唔怕黑？你怕唔怕跌倒？
Or do you fear losing a job or losing a loved one?
你怕唔怕冇咗你嘅工作，甚至系冇咗你挚爱嘅人？
Or what about snakes?
仲有蛇。
From 2001 to 2003, I lived in Hawaii.
咁蔡牧师喺2001年至2003年就住咗喺夏威夷。
And Hawaii does not have very many snakes.
咁夏威夷个地方系冇乜蛇嘅。
The Hawaiian islands, they were formed by volcanoes that erupted.
因为夏威夷群岛咧系俾火山包围住嘅。
So snakes were never originally on the island, only brought over by people visiting the island.
所以嗰个地方咧从来都唔会有蛇嘅，蛇嘅出现系因为人带入去嘅。
So there were very few snakes.
所以当时系好少蛇喺夏威夷。
And when I lived there, there was once a sighting of a snake.
咁但系蔡牧师住紧嗰阵时候咧，就有一个蛇嘅出现。
And this sighting of the snake became the biggest news for a whole week.
咁呢个蛇嘅出现咧，就成为咗当时一个礼拜咁长时间新闻不停咁喺度报道。
Every day the news would report where the snake was seen next.
咁每一日咧新闻都会报道呢个蛇嘅出没喺边度。
They even named the snake King Cobra.
咁而呢一个蛇咧，佢哋更加俾个名佢叫做 King Cobra。
And people were so scared of this one snake.
咁所有人都好怕，就系为咗呢一条蛇。
They would not go to the places where the snake was seen.
佢哋唔会去一啲蛇出没过嘅地方。
They kept their children and the small pets inside the house.
佢将佢哋嘅小朋友同埋宠物咧都留翻喺室内。
They wore thick boots in the summer.
佢哋喺夏天好热嘅时候都着住一啲好厚嘅靴。
And they walked around clapping like this.
佢哋一度行嗰时一度拍手。
Just in case they ran into the snake.
咁就系想赶走条蛇。
They let this fear of the snake take over their lives.
佢哋咧就因为一条蛇，将佢哋平时嘅生活都改变咗。
And this is what was happening to the disciples.
咁呢一个就正正好似当时门徒嘅状况一样。
They let their fears take over their lives.
佢哋呢一个恐惧咧，亦都改变咗佢哋当时原有嘅生活。
Their fears made them doubt their faith.
他們的恐懼令到他們懷疑了自己的信心。
Their fears make them stop being committed to Jesus.
他們的恐懼令到他們不委身去神。
But Jesus, He had resurrected and He came to them.
但是主耶穌已經復活了，主耶穌也是向他們顯現。
In this morning's passage from verse 19, Jesus came and stood with them.
在19節這裡講到，主耶穌就在他們面前顯現。
And He said to them, Peace be with you.
跟他們說，願你平安。
And He showed them His hands and His side.
也都給他們看他的手和他的肋旁。
Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord.
門徒看到就很開心。
Peace be with you.
願你們平安。
These simple words that Jesus first spoke to them meant so much.
雖然好似好簡單嘅幾個字，但係對佢哋嚟講意義好多。
Peace is the word that Jesus first said, the very first word to them.
平安係主耶穌最頭頭同佢哋講嘅説話。
The Hebrew word for peace is shalom.
希伯來文嘅平安係 shalom。
And shalom was used in the Jewish tradition to talk about the presence of God amongst you.
Shalom 在当时犹大的社会是意思就是说神和你们一起。
Jesus was giving them peace by telling them that God was with them.
主耶稣跟他们说平安，即意思说主和你们一起。
And with God by their side, they had nothing to fear.
当主耶稣和你在一起的时候，你没有惧怕。
And the disciples were finally able to rejoice.
咁啲門徒最後都可以，終於可以去開心喜樂啦。
In your own life, when you have doubts, when you have anxiety, when you have fear，
喺你自己嘅人生入邊，當你有緊張、焦慮或者係好擔心嘅時候
，Remember that God is always by your side too。
記住，主耶穌係一定會喺你身邊。
Just pray to Him and ask Him for peace。
祈禱同埋叫佢喺你身邊。
Try this.Take a deep breath.
嘗試下我哋深呼吸。
Breathe, every breathe. And then close your eyes.
合埋你嘅眼睛。
Say shalom.
去講 shalom.
Shalom. And again, take a deep breath.
再嚟一次深呼吸。
Close your eyes.
合埋你嘅眼睛。
And say shalom.
去講 shalom.
Do you not feel a sense of peace?
有冇感受到一啲嘅平安呢？
That God's presence is with you.
神是与你同在。
Jesus knew these words, peace, shalom, be with you.
主耶稣知道这些的字，平安，神与你同在。
It would help the disciples ease their fears and believe again.
会帮助到门徒，亦都令到他们会有平安。
But Jesus didn't want them just to believe again. He wanted them to take action.
但是主耶稣不单单只是想门徒有平安，他想他们都去做一些行动。
So again, he says, "Peace be with you."
所以佢话，愿平安与你哋同在。
And he continues saying, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you."
佢继续讲话，主差遣我，所以我都差遣你哋。
He is giving them a new invitation.
佢俾佢哋一个新嘅邀请。
Just as he had first invited them to put down their nets and follow him.
就好像最初他邀请渔民去放低他们的网跟随主耶稣一样。
He is now inviting them to put down their fears and do action.
他现在邀请门徒放低他们的恐惧而去行动。
He is inviting them to a new mission.
他邀请他们做一个大使命。
To bring God's kingdom to the world.
去将神的国带来这个世界。
Jesus often spoke of God's kingdom, a place of love and forgiveness.
神去讲，主耶稣去讲神的国是充满了爱。
And he says to the disciples, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them.
他说接受这个圣灵，如果你赦免哪个的罪，哪个的罪就得到赦免。
And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
如果你留住哪个的罪，哪个的罪就会被留。
Jesus is telling the disciples that they must repent and ask for forgiveness.
他说给门徒听，你们一定要悔改，同埋要得到赦免。
To let go of their sins and guilt.
要将过去的去忘记，然之后将你的罪去忘记。
They felt guilt for not fighting with the soldiers that had arrested Jesus.
他们觉得有罪疚感，没有和兵丁去对抗，去拯救耶稣。
guilt of denying knowing Jesus when strangers ask them about him?
當有陌生人問嗰個耶穌係咪同你哋一齊嘅時候，佢哋有否認，佢哋都覺得好罪疚。
Guilt of doing nothing when Jesus was beaten and put to death.
佢哋好有罪疚感，當耶穌被打嘅時候，佢哋乜都冇做過。
And guilt of hiding in that locked room.
佢哋好有罪疚感，當佢哋將自己鎖喺一個門入邊。
Jesus is teaching them that seeking repentance will bring forgiveness of their sins, and that they can in turn forgive others.
主耶穌就同佢哋講，要悔改，要去寬恕，咁樣嘅話，佢哋都可以去寬恕其他人。
And when you yourself are faced with your sins and your guilt,
當你面對自己嘅罪嘅時候。
Remember Jesus' forgiveness of your sins.
記住主耶穌係一定會赦免你嘅罪。
The forgiveness is made possible through His blood and sacrifice.
佢係透過佢嘅血同埋佢嘅犧牲去赦免我哋嘅罪。
So don't let your sins and guilt weigh you down.
所以千祈唔好因為你嘅罪令到你好沉重。
Instead, seek repentance from God.
相反，我哋要去去喺神面前悔改。
And think about these four I statements.
要記住呢四個我嘅嘅做法。
First, I repent for being master of my life and living separate from God.
第一就係我要悔改，我唔要做我自己人生嘅主人。
Second, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
我哋要口裡承認主耶穌係我哋嘅救主。
Third, I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and He is my Savior.
第三，我哋要去相信主耶穌係我哋嘅救主。
Fourth, I welcome the Holy Spirit into my life and He restores me to the Heavenly Father.
第四，係我歡迎聖靈喺我生命入邊。
I repent, I confess, I believe, I welcome.
我悔改，我承認。我相信，我歡迎。
Repent, confess, believe, welcome.
悔改、承認、相信、歡迎。
The disciples were ready to repent, ready to confess, ready to believe, and ready to welcome.
門徒當時係已經準備好要去悔改、去承認、去相信、去歡迎。
They were ready to accept Jesus' new invitation and to go out into the world and share the good news.
他们已经准备好接受主耶稣这个新的邀请，去到这个世界去传讲神的福音。
I encourage you in your own life to repent, confess, believe, and welcome.
也鼓励你在你自己的生活里面都是一样的去悔改、去承认、去相信、去欢迎。
To seek God's peace, shalom, His presence in your life.
去尋求神的平安和你一起。
So that you can also go out into the world like the disciples and to share the good news.
所以你都可以好像門徒一樣出到這個世界那裡去傳講神的福音。
The good news that Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
這個大好信息 Hallelujah, 主基督已經復活。
He is risen indeed. Amen.
祂已經復活了。